Unit 12.
Short conversations. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. One. I can't find the glue. Do you know where it is?
I used it all up yesterday.
Where is the glue now? 2. This hot chocolate really tastes good.
May I refill your cup?
What did the woman ask the man? 3. Let's see. Today is Tuesday. Am I supposed to meet Dave tomorrow?
No, the day after tomorrow.
What day are they supposed to meet Dave?
4. Did you have any trouble finding the restaurant I told you about?
Some, because it was half a mile away from where you said it was.
How much further did the man have to go to locate the restaurant?
5. Hi, I didn't expect to see you here tonight.
I'm only stopping for a second, so please keep on with your homework.
What did the woman tell the man in the house?
6. How often can you receive mail?
The postal service delivers twice daily.
How often is the mail delivered to the man's house?
7. Have you had the new flu that's going around?
No, but I hear it's spreading like wildfire.
What are the man and woman discussing?
8. I just saw Mary, and she was wearing the strangest dress.
Did you like it? That's the latest look.
What does the man say about Mary's dress?
9. What would you like to look at next, Jane?
Well, before we go and look for shoes, I could really use a bite to eat.
What does the woman want to do first?
10. John said he'll return the book he borrowed as soon as he finishes reading it.
Well, if John's reading it, I won't hold my breath.
What does the man imply about John? Spot dictation. Rich countries have problems too. They are not always very pleasant places to live in. Often it is those things which make them rich that also makes them unpleasant. In many places, the products that make the country rich also pollute the air and water. Most people put up with this because they feel that a certain amount of pollution is necessary and unavoidable. Other people insist that the factories should get rid of the waste so that it doesn't pollute the environment. They say that they would rather do without some products. They believe that the quality of life is more important than the standard of living. The factory managers say people want and need their products, and that it is worth the pollution of the environment.
Pass. passage. Poverty exists because our society is an unequal one, and there are overwhelming political pressures to keep it that way. Since power is concentrated in the hands of the rich, public policies will continue to reflect their interests rather than those of the poor. Poverty is actually functional from the point of view of the non-poor. Poverty ensures that dirty work gets done. If there were no poor people to scrub floors and empty bedpans, these jobs would have to be rewarded with high incomes. Poverty creates jobs for many of the non-poor, such as police officers, welfare workers, and government bureaucrats. Poverty makes life easier for the rich by providing them with cooks, gardeners, and other workers to perform basic chores while their employers enjoy more pleasurable activities. Poverty provides a market for inferior goods such as day-old bread and run-down automobiles. Poverty legitimizes middle-class values. To the middle class, the poor are supposed to lack the virtues of thrift, honesty, and a taste for hard work. Poverty also provides a group that can be made to absorb the costs of change. For example, the poor bear the brunt of unemployment caused by automation, and it is their homes, not those of the wealthy, that are demolished when a route has to be found for a new highway. There is no deliberate, conscious conspiracy of the wealthy to keep the poor in poverty. It is just that poverty is an inevitable outcome of the American economic system, which the poor are politically powerless to influence or change. Questions. 1. What is the title that best expresses the main idea of this passage? 2. Why does poverty exist in American society? 3. What do you learn about the poor who usually take on dirty work? 4. In which way does poverty make life easier? 5. What can you draw from the passage?
Story. John was the only son of a wealthy American businessman. Usually he was taken to school by the chauffeur in his father's beautiful car before the chauffeur took John's father to his office. One evening his father told him that he had to go to the airport early the next day, so he would need the car at the time that John had to go to school. He said that John's mother, who possessed another car, would still be in bed at the time he had to leave the house. "Well, how will I get to school if you need your car and Mummy is still in bed?" John asked. His father thought this was a good opportunity to teach him a lesson about how hard life was for the less fortunate people of the world. So he answered, "You'll go in the same way as every other child in the world goes, in a taxi."